USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A grocery store worker in Central Oregon is being hailed as a hero. The gunman was firing as he entered a Safeway in Bend. An 84-year-old customer was killed at the entrance. The shooter continued to spray shots until confronted by the worker. Police spokeswoman Sheila Miller says he was shot in the rear of the store in the produce section.
He has been identified as Donald Ray Surratt Jr., a 66-year-old Bend resident. Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths.
The gunman has also been identified. His name is Ethan Blair Miller. The 20-year-old died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police later found three Molotov cocktails and a sawed-off shotgun in his car. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 184 points. The NASDAQ fell 124 points. The S&P 500 was off by 27. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. It said in the filing it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. Over the weekend, a federal judge indicated that she would appoint a special master who would oversee the review of documents taken by the government, ensuring that Trump's legal privilege was protected. That matter might be moot based on the Justice Department's filing. An influential Shiite cleric announced he would be stepping away from Iraqi politics. That prompted hundreds of Muqtada al-Sadr's followers to storm the government palace and clash with security forces. At least 15 protesters were killed. Dozens more were hurt by gunfire, tear gas, and physical altercations. A nationwide curfew is now in effect. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Virginia's Republican governor hopes to undo what Democrats in his state did before they lost power. This is in the wake of California approving a plan to ban new gas-powered vehicles in the Golden State starting in 2035. The Virginia General Assembly, under Democrat control, approved adding the Commonwealth to the list of more than a dozen states that follow California's lead in emission standards. Governor Glenn Youngkin, in a statement to WRIC-TV, called the pact a, quote, ridiculous edict, adding that California's, quote, out-of-touch laws have no place in our Commonwealth. Less than 3% of registered passenger vehicles in Virginia were electric or hybrid. While we're on the subject, LG and Honda, they're investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in North America. Construction on the site will begin early next year, with mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells to start by the end of 2025. The plant will likely be near Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda has huge factories that make its most popular models. The tide, or in this case the floodwaters, was not as high as expected in Jackson, Mississippi. The Pearl River crested less than a foot shy of the major flood stage level. Earlier projections showed about anywhere between 100 and 150 buildings facing the possibility of flooding. Some residents sought higher ground as a precaution late last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.